Wendell Primus resigned as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services in 1996 to protest President Clinton's signing of the Welfare Reform Act. He's now director of the Income Security Division at the Washington-based Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. Mr. Primus is in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've just heard Emily Harris's story, so let's talk first about families. Do you think the Welfare Reform Act has actually helped to make for stronger families?
I think welfare reform can take a little bit of credit for the decline in the percentage of children living with single mothers in our country today over the last 5 years, as well as an increase in the number of children living with two parents, particularly in Black and Hispanic communities. But I think there are many, many other factors at work. A strong economy, when both parents, or particularly males, have jobs, that makes for a stronger family as well. And I think there have been other factors at work beside just the strong economy and welfare reform. I think the fatherhood movement has also been partially responsible. I also think a strong child support system where today, if you have a child out of wedlock, there's a much stronger chance that that male is going to be involved in the child support system, and that's become street knowledge that you can no longer escape the consequences of having a child out of wedlock.
One question about the economy, though. I mean, we have been experiencing some reversals. Is there concern that there might be also some reversals in the benefits of welfare reform? Should the economy continue to falter?
Yes. I mean, welfare and the strong economy and work supports like the EITC have brought an unprecedented increase in the number of women in the labor force. And clearly, if the economy goes south, I think you will see employment decline and welfare roles should rise at that point.
Talk about more of the factors that you think are responsible for the success of welfare reform. I mean, overall, you seem to think that it has been beneficial to poor people in this country.
I think it has worked better than I would have anticipated. Caseloads are down well over half. Employment among mothers are up. Earnings among mothers are up. But there's also a downside. I think about 700,000 single mother families are worse off than their counterparts in 1995. So welfare has worked for some families. It hasn't worked for other families. And when welfare was signed, it was supposed to save $54 billion. That primarily came out of two programs, the food stamp program and cuts for legal immigrants. And I think we forget about those two impacts. And it's one of the reasons that a lot of these families are earning more, but their bottom line income isn't coming out ahead because they've lost food stamps, cash assistance. And so I think welfare has to be judged a mixed success.
Mm-hmm. What needs to be done, do you think, to bump up that ratio to a more success?
We need to do a couple things. First of all, for those families with low wages, we need to make sure they get the work supports of food stamps, child care, child support services, so that they can add to their wage income and so they actually come out economically ahead as they work more. For those who haven't made it into the workforce, I think we need to serve two-parent families better. I think we need to serve non-custodial dads. We need to also serve mothers with severe employment barriers like disabilities. That's another thing we could do. We need to reverse the immigrant cuts, and we need to reverse some of those food stamp cuts.
So bottom line, who has welfare reform helped the most?
It's clearly helped some families and some mothers get to work. I think even the mothers themselves are saying, at least for some of them. But for other mothers, it has worsened their poverty. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to change.
Wendell Primus is director of the Income Security Division at the Washington-based Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. He is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services during the Clinton administration. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.